The poetry of the Nobel Prize-winning Chilean poet Pablo Neruda echoes throughout the newly released Italian movie The Postman, which explores the power of art to inspire friendship as well as hate. The Postman was adapted from Chilean writer Antonio Skármeta's 1987 novel Burning Patience. To coincide with the American opening of the film, Miramax Books has just republished that novel under the new title, The Postman, along with a selection of Neruda's love poetry heard in the film. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Massimo Troisi, the 41-year-old Italian actor who played the lead in the new movie, The Postman, died the day after filming was completed. Troisi knew at the start of the project that he was a very sick man. In fact, he needed a heart transplant. But Troisi was so committed to the movie that he postponed the operation. After all, he had discovered Antonio Skármeta's novel and worked on the screenplay. The illness evident in Troisi's haggard face throughout the movie gives a melancholy dimension to the character of Mario, the ordinary postman who yearns for a life of love, poetry, and politics. The movie is amazing, but if you go back and read the novel of The Postman, you understand even better how this powerful story about the pleasures and risks of committing oneself to one's dreams might have made Troisi feel that taking such an incredible gamble with his own life was worthwhile. Skármeta's short novel opens in a remote seaside village in Chile in 1969. 17-year-old Mario is the village oddball because he doesn't want to be a fisherman. Serendipity strikes when the local post office advertises for someone to deliver mail to an offshore island that's home to only one literate resident, the great poet Pablo Neruda. At first, Neruda, despite his avowed Marxist affinity for the common people, responds to Mario's stumbling attempts at conversation with aloofness. After Mario quizzes him one day about metaphors, Neruda announces that he's retreating to his kitchen to prepare an aspirin sandwich. But Neruda comes to recognize Mario as a fellow dreamer, and the two develop a tender friendship. Mario even appropriates some of his mentor's love poetry to seduce a young barmaid. When Neruda accuses Mario of plagiarism, Mario nimbly defends himself by invoking the democratic idealism he learned from Neruda. Poetry, Mario declares, belongs to those who use it, not those who write it. One of the great charms of The Postman is the way it gives readers a non-academic lesson in understanding how poetry works. For instance, when Neruda leaves to become Chile's ambassador to France, Mario, at his request, tapes the sounds of the island, the flapping of pelicans' wings, the click of crab's claws, the heartbeat of his and the barmaid's unborn child. Neruda wants a remembrance of his homeland, but he's also teaching Mario, who's not too adept at writing verse, another way to create poetry through the tape recording. Yet even as it celebrates the aesthetic wonder of poetry, Skármeta's novel, more so than the movie, recognizes that art's anarchic way of viewing the world threatens those people bent on enforcing conformity. The novel ends in 1973 as a right-wing military dictatorship topples the socialist Allende government in Chile. Neruda, as he did in real life, dies 12 days after the coup and so is spared any retribution. But his disciple Mario, who's absorbed Neruda's politics along with his poetry, is left to pay the price for being a free thinker. This is the summer we're supposed to be thankful that Clint Eastwood alchemized another novella, The Bridges of Madison County, into an adequate movie by draining away the book's awful pseudo-poetry. No such miracle is required in the case of The Postman. Without an ounce of the sleazy sentimentality that is the smile-button veneer masking American culture's more violent impulses, The Postman lifts your spirits and breaks your heart.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed the novel The Postman by Antonio Skármeta.